Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's our commitment to you. Our commitment is that you are able to get out there and call in and talk on as many radio stations as possible. It's right about 200 right now. It's Mark with you.
And the captain.
And for those that listened last week, there's a lot of stations that only carry us on Saturday evenings, or Sunday evenings, or both, or, you know, any variety thereof. We've got weeknight affiliates, we've got weekend affiliates, and I bet you heard a completely different show than the normal. Captain, what was it like last weekend?
Have a conversation about how complex the issue really is, but it's a good subject, always worth talking about.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. It is Ian here, by the way.
And Nobody.
And Aria.
So there's that story, but another story, Aria, that you and I both had is, of course, what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency. And in just the last 24 hours alone, the price of Bitcoin has tumbled from $27,000 to as low as just over $22,000. So this is the lowest Bitcoin's been in, well, less than 2 years. So we're back to 2020 price levels here.
I mean, it does suck. I mean, it's true that, you know, Bitcoin has been worse, and it's only down relative to a certain, you know, time frame. And if you look back 3 years or whatever, it's actually up.
It's up quite a bit from 3 years ago. Yeah.
Jesus, it is down. I mean, let's just be real.
It is down, but the thing is, it never should have been what it was. And that to me is the story. I think the Bitcoin price has been the single biggest threat to crypto, because Bitcoin has become a distraction from everything that crypto is supposed to be, according to Satoshi's vision.
Well, there's still Bitcoin Cash and Monero and others.
Yeah, and all those things matter. But Bitcoin BTC is nothing but a hype machine. And it hasn't been anything but a hype machine since 2017.
Yeah, but
we
it's
all
useful.
Know that it will never carry transactions.
Yeah, but it's useful for being a hype train. You know, it's useful for getting people involved.
But the thing is, the hype is not supposed to be the project. The project is supposed to be producing something useful that people can use, and
peer-to-peer
BTC is
cash.
Not that, and therefore BTC never deserved the pricing that it had. And I personally think that this has been a gigantic pump and dump by the Federal Reserve to discredit crypto, to put everybody's idea of what crypto is into some kind of a worthless image of digital gold that you can't spend.
That's silly. They had NFTs for that.
Huh?
NFTs did that job way better than the value collapse of Bitcoin.
But the thing is, we all knew from the beginning that NFTs were crap. NFTs are nonsense, and they're obviously nonsense. They're not going to get anybody sophisticated involved.
Not true at all. Seth Green just got his NFT back. He paid $260,000. He's building a show based off NFTs. Huge numbers of people got involved with NFTs.
Well, I may be wrong, but I have not seen anybody with technical chops say, oh, yeah, NFTs are great. Because the bottom line is,
well, somebody with technical chops was programming it.
That's maybe.
By definition, someone programmed the capacity for NFTs to exist.
The people with the technical chops were the ones that said, oh, this is a way to make some quick money. And so they put the platforms out there. And, you know, sort of like the guys that made all the money in the gold and silver booms out west by selling pickaxes and maps. The people that put together the NFT platforms weren't buying NFTs. They were just creating the platforms on which people could buy and sell NFTs and taking a cut.
There's absolutely absolutely no. I've never seen any indication of what owning an NFT buys you. It buys you a URL.
I think so.
Maybe,
yeah.
And somebody might have an image at that URL, yeah, which you can look at, and so can anybody else.
Yeah.
So what have you gained? But that's not the point. The point is, in my opinion, for a while, and I think my comments on the show have reflected it, BTC is the biggest threat to crypto out there. And I really want to see people out of BTC. I think its fall is a healthy thing, and I hope it goes to zero. Well, crypto still has some credibility left.
So the thing right now with BTC is, in the last 24 hours, it looks like it might have been sometime during the overnight, maybe, or late yesterday, probably as the price of Bitcoin, BTC, started to fall. And of course, most of the time when Bitcoin goes up or when Bitcoin goes down, the rest of the market kind of goes along with it. So
they everything tend else, to follow it.
Yeah, everything else is getting pummeled.
That's
right
the
now.
Thing that needs to change is BTC needs to decouple from the actual useful workaday crypto.
I don't hate BTC nearly as much as you do. To me, it's fine.
I'll keep working on it.
It has a role in today's society that I recognize as being useful. No, it's not useful as a currency, but it does other things that make it useful. Like it gets people involved.
It gets hyped by the mainstream media.
Every single one
and
of us.
And they do that because they love us and they want us to be successful.
At least two words at some point. Every single one. You got to let me say at least two words at some point. Every single one of us got into cryptocurrency because of BTC. Every single person out there, with the exception of maybe a few, got into cryptocurrency because of BTC.
In what way did you get into crypto as a result of BTC more than you got into crypto as a result of BCH? They
BTC
were the same
is the
code
reason
base
that BCH
at the time.
Exists.
Huh?
BTC is the reason that BCH exists.
Or BCH is the reason that BTC exists. Who knows which one is the original and which one is not?
Well, they're both the original.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the question is silly. Why are you asking?
I'm asking because BTC is not the reason that BCH exists. BTC and BCH were the same thing until they split. Why did they split? Because BTC is crap.
It's useless as a currency, sure.
And that's what it is. So it's useless to...
It's not a currency. It's useless as a currency.
Well, exactly. So it's useless. So it should die. Useless things don't need to live.
This mouse is useless as a currency. That doesn't mean it's garbage.
It doesn't claim to be a currency. Also, I'd love to see you control your cursor with BTC.
Are they saying that Bitcoin is even a currency these days? Last I heard, they've changed the marketing to being a quote-unquote store of value.
Yeah, I've been saying for years
digital,
that BTC
digital gold. What does that mean?
You've been saying what now?
I've been saying for years that BTC isn't a currency. Because, I mean, it isn't.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like I'm between the two of y'all on this. Like, I definitely understand what you're saying, Nobody, and that is Bitcoin BTC is useless for currency.
So to make that the exemplar of this is what a digital currency is, what's a digital currency? Well, it's something that's useless as a currency.
I don't think it's entirely useless, of course, because people are obviously still using it for things, even though the transaction fees are incredibly high. But on the other hand, I don't have any kind of special spot in my heart for it. I mean, while it would be great if all of a sudden it would be fixed and useful again, I have no expectation that it's ever going to happen. I appreciate where it came from, but right now it's like, okay, what's next? Something needs to replace it, whether it be Bitcoin Cash or Monero or whatever, something we haven't even seen yet. There needs to be something that takes it down from its number one spot. And unfortunately, the market seems to be pretty irrational, so I don't think that people in the market in cryptocurrency are valuing the currency aspect of it. They're valuing the number go up aspect, and that's why everybody pours money into Bitcoin BTC. So we're not there
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing
yet.
Is, what that means is that money that goes into crypto isn't funding real useful crypto development. It's funding the hype machine that keeps BTC high.
Now, one thing that does drive people away from Bitcoin BTC is high fees. At least it should. And now we're seeing the return of those high fees. As of the last 24 hours, I'm looking over at one of these mempool charts. The mempool's back up big time, and that means there's a lot of transactions that are stuck and waiting to go through. So people are going to start...
What are fees looking like right now?
They're over a dollar.
Oh, wow.
Right now on Bitcoin
and
BTC.
And it's falling. Usually that only happens when it's rising.
There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? They will tell you all about it over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. And we've been saying for many weeks now that it might be a good time to start looking at these things, especially now it is at the lowest price that it has been. Bitcoin is at the lowest price it has been in something like 18 months is what I saw today. So
still not low enough.
Nobody believes it's going to keep going down. I've seen a lot of people on social media saying that it's going to go below 10,000. Of course, everybody has an idea of what they think is going to happen, what is in reality going to occur.
I'm not saying what I think is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm saying what I think should happen,
right,
which is basically in the digital currency market, the biggest market capped digital currency should be a digital currency that's useful as a digital currency. And until that happens, the market is guano loco.
Yeah, I think that the market is incredibly irrational, and likely will continue to be until people actually start to see cryptocurrency as a means for exchange.
Or until the morons who are only interested in hype get out and stay out.
Some
for
of those
a
people
while.
Are getting burned right now, so.
More power to them. I hope they get burned well enough that they get out of the market and they stay out of the market while we actually develop cryptos that work as cryptos.
If you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency, again, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just head over to Bitcoin.com and they will give you all the info that you could possibly absorb there, and they're in video form, so it's pretty easy to get that over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started, or get the latest news headlines anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com. What were you going to say, Aria?
I'm not even surprised by this. As you mentioned, the market isn't rational, and this is something that I really have paid attention to and really started noticing when the U.S. dollar appeared to get stronger, or actually all the stocks, all the cryptocurrencies, everything relative to the USD began going down, which is just another way, except for the prices of goods and services, which obviously went up. But like stocks, everything like that is on the way down. Mm-hmm. Netflix is down 50-something%. Bitcoin's now down like 60-70%. That's the last thing that we would expect, but people are panic selling. They're freaking out because they're uncertain, and they're pulling their money into the one thing that they trust the most, which stupidly is the USD. So I'm not surprised to see the value of Bitcoin dropping down to like 23,000. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go all the way to 5,000. But
wow, that would be amazing.
For anyone who wants to have long-term success and you really want to hedge your bets against the uncertainty going forward, get into everything except the USD. People are panicking, so they're getting into the USD. They're doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing. People should be buying Bitcoin right now. But as we look at the mempool for Bitcoin, that's the number of transactions that are waiting around to be mined or completed by miners. A lot of these are probably people trying to get out of Bitcoin, which, in my opinion, is the opposite of, or get into whatever.
Every sale is one person trying to get out and the other person trying to get in. So you can't say there are more sells than buys or more buys than sells. They're always.
But there's certain pressure on one end or the other.
Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, certainly people should be buying stocks. They should be buying gold, buying Bitcoin.
I don't know if I would advise people buy stocks. Those are tied to the dollar.
Yeah, but the companies behind them.
First of all, we don't give financial advice either way because we're not financial advisors. But
I tend to think the companies behind some of these, they'd persist beyond the collapse of the dollar. Like the Walmart, even if the U.S. dollar completely collapses, there'll still be a company. I don't know about
be a company, but the business model of Walmart is there has to be a huge imbalance between the United States and China in order for Walmart's business model to work, because their model is basically buying things that are manufactured cheap in China and selling them in the United States.
True.
The number, if you want to join us here, it's 603-283-6160. The downside, of course, one of the downsides of stocks is it is entirely controlled by the government. So you are playing their game, and if they decide they want to freeze your portfolio or whatever and stop you from doing what you were doing, then they can do that. Remember all the crazy stuff that happened with the GameStop thing?
Yeah, gold and crypto is definitely better. Well, as 500. Didn't stocks used to be like actual sheets of paper that
you could trade?
Yeah, that you had representing that this is the amount of stock that you own.
That would have been a long time ago, yeah. I think they did have that at some point.
Well, it would be nice if we still had that. And that just serves as a good warning sign about why we should maintain a physical USD instead of moving that to all digital as well.
So let's talk about centralized things that are failing right now. So we already touched on the fact that the Bitcoin price is going down, but something that's also happening at the same time is there's a company named Celsius out there, which has been in the headlines for some last few years. We talked about them, I don't know, within the last couple of years, before the raid happened, I think.
Yeah, because crypto lending, it's a good idea. It was.
In theory.
For someone who had cryptocurrency and wanted to earn interest on that instead of just letting it sit there in their wallet.
Right. So the idea behind these companies like Celsius, another one of them, Nexo, which is its competitor, and there's others, they are a centralized finance company. So you might have heard of decentralized finance. Decentralized finance is the idea of getting finance out of the hands of centralized companies like banks and stockbrokers and these companies like Celsius that offered a fairly good return, in some cases as much as 10% or more on people who would deposit cryptocurrency with them. Now, I think you were only, at least when I was previously involved in these, you know, I was just experimenting with them to see, you know, what it was like. This was before we got raided last year. That they were offering, I think it was like 5% on Bitcoin. But you could, if you had stable coins with them, it was like
15. That's an insane investment.
If you had stable coins, it was like 15% or something like that. It was quite a bit. And so very, very attractive. And of course, almost sounds too good to be true, right? Now, for a while, the Ponzi scheme is going to work. Now, whether or not this is actually a Ponzi scheme, I don't know. Some of the critics would certainly say that it is. But, you know, eventually, they're going to run out of money. And in a huge downturn like we're seeing in the market right now, a lot of critics aren't surprised to hear that Celsius has paused their withdrawal ability on their website, and many people believe that this is the beginning of the end for this. Of course, we always said on the air when we talked about this, not your keys, not your coin. Yeah, the yields are very, very nice, and yes, they were paying for a time, but you don't hold your keys with these centralized finance corporations. You're handing it over to them, just like when you hand your money over to a bank. You're putting it in somebody else's hands, and if they, you know, do the right thing with it or not, you have no control over that. And now they have apparently 1.7 million customers whose accounts are frozen. They cannot trade, they cannot withdraw on their platform.
Refresh my memory real quick on how this works. So someone would like borrow against their own cryptocurrency generally, right? Is that what this was?
That's one thing that you could do. Or you could just set your crypto in there and let them lend it out to other people and then collect on on a yield.
So I could see why the people who borrowed against their own cryptocurrency, that would be like they inserted one Bitcoin back when it was $40,000, and they were able to borrow $20,000 against it or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
And now that instead of paying that back, that Bitcoin is about to be liquidated, so they're trying to withdraw it or something, or...
Well, whatever it is, the people that have crypto on hold with this company cannot withdraw it at this time. And God knows how many billions of dollars that we're talking about here. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The average price of a gallon of gas hit the $5 mark for the first time ever. Before departing from Andrews Air Force Base, President Biden was asked for his response as we head into the summer months.
It's outrageous what the war in Ukraine is causing. And we're trying very hard to make sure that we've significantly increased the number of barrels of oil that are being pumped out of the reserve we have. We've got 240,000 barrels as well coming from other nations. We're going to keep pushing on it.
The national average price has jumped 19 cents in just the past week, and it is up $1.93 from this time last year. The president of the Brookings Institution resigned Sunday amid a federal investigation into whether he illegally lobbied on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. This is USA Radio News. Senate bargainers on Sunday announced the framework of a bipartisan response to last month's mass shootings, a limited breakthrough offering modest gun curbs, and stepped-up efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. The Associated Press reports that the proposal falls far short of tougher steps long sought by President Biden and many Democrats. Even so, the accord was embraced by Biden, and enactment would signal a significant turnabout after years of gun massacres that have produced little but stalemate in Congress. Brazil's search for an indigenous expert and a journalist who disappeared in an uneasy area of the Amazon a week ago has advanced with the discovery of a backpack, laptop, and other personal belongings submerged in a river. The items were found Sunday afternoon and were carried by federal police officers by boat to Italia do Norte, the closest city to the search. In a statement Sunday night, police said they had identified the items as belonging to both men. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Bring up anything you want here on the show. That's what we do. And don't forget, online, you can bring up stuff on our social media platform. Go to social.freetalklive.com. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show there. That's social.freetalklive.com. Coming up in July, the 13th through the 16th, Freedom Fest is back in Las Vegas at the Mirage. You can save $50 off of your ticket by using code FTL50. This year's theme for the conference is Turning the Tide. It's an intense and rewarding 4-day conference like no other, with big debates, world-class speakers, a film festival, social events, the trade show for Liberty, and more. Mark Edge, our co-host, is going to be there and speaking about locating Liberty. You'll also get to see other big-name speakers such as Art Laffer, Larry Sharp, Martha Bueno, Justin Amash, Spike Cohen, Glenn Beck, and even John Cleese is apparently going to be there this year. So, big names over there at Freedom
Fest. He's not quite dead.
No. He's going strong. FreedomFest.com. Again, code FTL50 saves you $50 there, and it's a huge event with thousands of people attending out there in Vegas. Once again, FreedomFest.com, code FTL50 to save $50. So, I wanted to get into a little more detail about this Celsius company and what is happening to them. They sent out a notice last night to their users, posting to their social media that they are, quote-unquote, pausing withdrawals.
That's cold.
Indeed. The unusual move comes as major cryptocurrencies plummeted over the weekend. This story from Gizmodo.com, and questions remain about whether Celsius will ever allow its users to withdraw their money.
They're centralized, though. They can't get away with this crap.
Why not?
Well, I mean, they can. It's called bankruptcy.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
It seems, okay, well, is it the whole reason that companies don't want to centralize is because then they have the federal government coming after them when they pull shenanigans like this?
If the federal government comes after them, they're not going to get any money out of a group that has lost everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that the owners will have lost everything. The users, the customers, certainly.
But the owners don't matter. You see, the way a corporation works is your corporation can rob the world blind for years and years and years, and you can get filthy rich off it. And when the corporation goes bankrupt, you say, oh, okay, that corporation is dead. I have no responsibility for what it did. It's a separate person. Mm-hmm. So put the corporation to death, and I'll walk away with all of the money we stole from you. That's the corporate veil. That is what makes the whole concept of the corporation anathema to free markets.
Yeah, good point. I hadn't considered that.
And I don't know where they're based out of. I don't know if they're based in Europe or the U.S. or whatever, so that could come into play as far as what quote-unquote jurisdiction that they're in. But when it all said and done, the people that are going to get hurt the most, of course, are the users. And we don't know how much money's worth of cryptocurrency is in their vaults. But according to their press release, quote, due to extreme market conditions, today we are announcing Celsius is pausing all withdrawals, swap, and transfers between accounts. We're taking this action today to put Celsius in a better position to honor over time its withdrawal obligations.
It sounds like they were experiencing, for all intents and purposes, a run on mm-hmm. the bank.
That's right.
And they said, we don't have any more money, so you can't withdraw anymore.
That's what it sounds like.
Their business model clearly was predicated on the price of Bitcoin continuing to go up.
Yep.
And, you know, that's not a sensible business model.
Another major cryptocurrency exchange, exchange platforms, including the biggest exchange out there, Binance, halted withdrawals for Bitcoin today.
Oh, that's not good.
Claiming the stoppage was, quote, due to a stuck transaction causing a backlog. Now,
they all made that same claim?
Well, no, that's what the Binance guys.
I mean, I could see that based on the mempool. I could sort of see that.
And he did, to his credit, the guy that runs Binance, his name is CZ, and I follow him on Twitter, and he did actually cite the exact transaction that was apparently stuck, and it was stuck since, like, 2 this morning, and I saw the tweet, you know, this afternoon. So it was held up for at least 12 hours.
Why is it stuck? Is it in the mempool? Is it stuck only because the mempool is full to the brim? Or is it stuck?
It's still stuck. I'm looking at it right now. They paid 11 satoshis or 11.4 satoshis per byte. So it's just there's not enough fee. They didn't pay a high enough fee to get it put through.
Is it big?
20-something Bitcoin.
Yeah,
and they paid an 11 satoshi
fee. That's not that big for Binance, though.
It's probably just one of many of their withdrawal orders or something like that.
I guess the question is, why does it matter?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's just their excuse.
Right.
And I haven't gotten into the details about why they're saying this, but that's what they're saying. And that particular transaction is still on hold. It's been up there since 2 this morning. So this goes back to the discussion we were having at the beginning of the show, where if you want to see people leave Bitcoin BTC, they're going to have a bad time. And right now, it's a bad time to be transacting on Bitcoin BTC. The fees are high.
Yeah, and this
if you don't pay a high fee, you get placed on hold. Yeah. Sorry.
And if you're investing in a cryptocurrency that isn't useful as a cryptocurrency, sooner or later, you're going to have a bad time.
Mm.
This could take weeks to resolve. If I remember correctly, it takes like 2 weeks for something to get kicked out of the mempool. If it doesn't get confirmed by any miners in the meantime,
it'll probably go through in, you know, the next couple days or something like that. But yeah, it could be weeks.
If the transaction fee goes down, it could go through.
But why would that one transaction constipate the whole system, or at least all of Binance's system?
It could be that they want to process their outgoing transactions in a certain order for their accounting purposes, or I don't know.
Being an IT professional, there's lots of things that I would like to happen with my data, but I'm not going to put my business operations on hold until they happen, because maybe they never will.
Yeah, it could just be an excuse too, right? It could be.
It could just be an excuse. But
this comes back to the important thing we talked about earlier, whether your Bitcoin is on hold with a company called Celsius, one of these central loan companies, or it's on hold with a centralized exchange. They have control over your coins. If they let you have them, great. But if they decide not to, whether it's because the government comes to them and tells them they can't, or whether it's because of some quote-unquote technical issue, or it's because they really don't have the money and they don't have the Bitcoin, they've been loaning it out or something like that without your knowledge, and they just figured there wouldn't be a bank run, and now they have to freeze your account. So this is what people are dealing with right now.
And that's a big question with all of the exchanges is, do they have the money that they claim to have?
Well,
do they have the coin that they claim to have?
Well, in some cases, you know, with like Bitcoin, it's public, and so you can go and look at their exchange wallets, so you can see what they ostensibly have. But going on here, what are the terms of use that Celsius referenced? Because they talked about how they activated a clause in their terms of use that will allow for the freezing of the accounts. For one thing, they allow Celsius to halt all trading, as they've already done. They also explicitly say...
Good Lord, I can't... I've never read any of the terms of services of any of the cryptocurrency exchanges that I've used, but I like to think I would have noticed one of them says, hey, for any reason, we can halt all incoming and outgoing transactions.
How would you notice it without reading the terms of...
Well, I said I would like to think. I didn't say that.
They all have that. They all have total control over your funds. They'll do whatever they want.
I would imagine that that's a standard clause. And that it just exists everywhere so nobody notices.
Further, they also explicitly say that if Celsius goes bankrupt, you might not get access to any of your money ever again. Then they actually claim that, the FDIC prevents that for traditional banks. So this is obviously a pro-government piece here by Gizmodo.
Well, the FDIC stands ready to give the banks as much of your money as they need in order to bail them out so you can give them your money back, or so they can give you your money back, meaning all that means is you get robbed anyway in your capacity as a taxpayer instead of getting robbed in your capacity as a...
they socialize the robbery.
Exactly. So you can't escape it.
The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here as people are trying to get out of cryptocurrency. Many of the companies are saying, nope.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're talking about what is happening in the world of cryptocurrency with a huge crash going on in just the last 24 hours. Bitcoin price down from about $27,000 to just over $22,000. And as a result, some of these centralized finance companies...
Is that it? It only went from 27 to 20. It feels like it's worse than that.
That's a big drop.
I mean, 5,000, sure, that's big, but I don't know. It just felt like it was more severe.
It's like 11 or something, 12% drop in 24 hours. I mean, that's pretty common for Bitcoin to swing like this. And that's why people that are like, you know, we got these haters that are in our YouTube chat room that they sit in there every single night and they hate on us for talking about crypto. And so, of course, they're doing a lot of grave dancing right now. Like, oh, yeah, crypto's dead.
Again.
Yeah. And what's the website? There's like a website that has tracked the hundreds.
We looked at it recently. It's like Bitcoin obituary or something like that,
or Bitcoin is dead or whatever. But they track all of these proclamations in mainstream media that Bitcoin is dead. And
99bitcoins.com says it's been declared 400 plus times. That's just in mainstream media, of course. I mean, if you include all of the lunatics out there, like the Cynthia or whatever, Bitcoin is a scam. Yeah. This person, by the way, one of the people you're talking about, they named themselves Bitcoin is a scam, and they're there every single night listening to the show.
Yeah.
And we know they listen because every time we mention Bitcoin, they draw a smiley face mocking us. So these are dedicated haters.
That very person says, Ian was so sure about Bitcoin, and as it plummets, the narrative shifts.
Well, I hope you've been listening and hearing me say for months and months and months and months that Bitcoin is crap.
Well, anybody that has been listening to this show for long enough knows the history of Bitcoin includes ups and downs, and many of the downs are pretty harsh downs. All you have to do is zoom out and then go all the way back to, I believe it was 2013. And in fact, if you were to pull up that chart for 2013, late in 2013, the Bitcoin price, if I recall, went up to over $1,100 per coin at the time. And at that time, everybody was just riding high, man, because that was the new record high for Bitcoin in 2013. And of course, it crashed down to, you know, $200 or something like that. And it took years for Bitcoin to recover to more than $1,100. I believe it didn't come back until like 2017 or something like that.
I mean, we saw this when it hit its peak, its previous peak of like 21, 23,000, whatever it was. I don't remember the exact number now, but it almost immediately fell back down to like $7,000, $8,000. Well, not immediately, over the few months, and then it took years to get back up to 23,000. Then it kept climbing to 66,000 or whatever the most recent highest is. So we all knew, anybody who watches this knows that the back and forth is common. Right. And now we're experiencing a low tide.
And we don't ever know. You never know how low it's going to go. And but it has seemed to have had this pattern over time. Now, there's no guarantee the pattern will continue. This could be the end, as nobody had suggested earlier, that it never recovers, mm-hmm. that it goes keeps on going down, and then other things take its place, other better cryptocurrencies take its place.
Cryptocurrencies that are actually cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, that could happen.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I will speculate that the people who changed their eyes on their Facebook and Twitter profiles to have laser eyes in anticipation of Bitcoin hitting $100,000.
They're going to change them back.
Well, I would suggest they're probably going to have laser eyes for a very long time. I'm thinking it's going to be a few years at least before Bitcoin is back at the 66,000, and then it will break 100,000. But I think it's going to be a long road.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
I would be very surprised if Bitcoin ever hit 100,000.
Well, I think it's inevitable.
I would not be surprised if BCH hit 100,000.
I think that the market as irrational and not valuing crypto for currency aspects, at least at the moment, means Bitcoin will probably come back. But again, we can all sit here and speculate. We have no idea what is going to happen in the future. But right now, those people that do have Bitcoin and they wanted to get out, they're having a tough time because some of these companies are literally shutting down withdrawals. That's what we're talking about with the company called Celsius. They quote-unquote paused withdrawals last night, citing their terms of use, which say, quote, in the event that Celsius becomes bankrupt, enters liquidation, or is otherwise unable to repay its obligations, any eligible digital assets used in the EARN service, that's people who've deposited crypto with them trying to get a APR.
Do they spell that E-A-R-N or U-R-N?
E-A-R-N.
Okay.
Or as collateral under the borrow service may not be recoverable, and you may not have any legal remedies or rights in connection with Celsius's obligations to you other than your rights as a creditor of Celsius under any applicable laws, which means that if they go bankrupt and they are liquidated, you may at best get pennies on the dollar for what you had on deposit.
And that may very well be what's happening. The article I have here is from The Verge. It's on the same subject. It points out, for instance, Celsius borrowed $500 million from Tether, the dollar peg stablecoin. The original loan was for $1 billion, apparently, but it got down to $500 million. The loan is collateralized in Bitcoin, though. If Bitcoin drops, which it has, then Tether gives them a margin call, and they have to give Tether more Bitcoin.
Now, there's also a possible contagion there, because the question is, if Tether takes a bath on that loan and can't, and it can get its collateral back, or it can liquefy its collateral, but its collateral is no longer worth what it thought it was worth, does that render Tether insolvent?
That's an excellent question. Here's the other question about Tether that people have been asking for a long time. And for listeners that don't know, Tether
The other question about Tether was it ever solvent?
Correct. Tether is the world's largest, what they call, stablecoin. It's purportedly backed by dollars or dollar equivalents, so-called. And they've never shown an audit, apparently. They've never actually proven that they have what they say that they have. And so a lot of the people who are critics of Tether have been pointing out, there's a guy on Twitter called Bitfinext who has been following and just harping on Tether for years now. He's a really interesting account to follow if you want to hear somebody that's not all like cheers and joy when it comes to crypto. Very kind of sobering account to look at. He would probably say, or she or whoever it is, would probably say that $500 million that Tether loaned Celsius was probably created out of thin air in the first place.
I mean, that's probably true.
Yeah,
I have no reason to trust Tether.
They're just issuing these tethers. Who knows whether they actually had the so-called dollars to back that $500 million in the first place.
But what we do know is that they have that liability now.
Yeah.
If that was issued in Tether and spent, then somebody expects them to be able to deliver $500 million in cash.
Or Bitcoin. Because they loaned $500 million. They want to get Bitcoin out of Celsius, right? Wasn't that a
Well, whoever holds that Tether, though, now has a Tether or U.S. dollar-denominated liability mm-hmm. from the Tether company. The Tether company has a Bitcoin-denominated liability from the Celsius company.
So, strangely, Celsius claims their users will still, quote-unquote, accrue rewards while everything else is paused, which presumably means that users will be earning Celsius's ridiculously high interest rates on their internet money that's rapidly decreasing in value.
So they may never get it, but in theory, you're getting rewarded.
Yeah. But it's not clear what good interest rates might be if Celsius isn't able to get their operations back up and running.
Yeah, I'll pay 100% in interest if I never have to pay.
Let's see, what else do we need to know? When can Celsius users expect to get access to their money? The company seems to have anticipated that people will be antsy, and they're not making any promises about a timeline just yet. So
there's some really shady stuff
for the liquidators to determine.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really shady stuff going on with the Verge. With Celsius, according to the Verge, like the CFO was arrested in November for suspicion of money laundering, fraud, and sexual assault.
Oh, well, except for the last part, that happens to everybody, but I don't like the sound of the sexual assault.
Well, I can't hold the money laundering and fraud against him.
Well, who knows what they cooked up against him.
Certainly.
I don't know.
There was something else that happened in Israel with one of the guys, and I don't have it in front of me now, but not exactly people who I would be happy about having to take it at their word that, hey, guys, we still have your Bitcoin. Don't worry. You'll get it back one day.
Mm.
I would be nervous.
Yeah, if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up here, there's also news about this AI claim. There's a Google engineer who has come out and made a statement that he wasn't supposed to make, apparently, about the status of Google's artificial intelligence projects. And they have now not terminated him, but suspended him.
I'll believe that AI is really intelligent if it stops using Google.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Hour number two is on the way. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, is Trump social banning people for what they're saying? Aria's got that story tonight, too. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.